Good afternoon, listeners. This is Phil C. The program's called Corner Country, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au and now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country and 96.3 4 Triple E in Emerald. Got a great show planned for you this afternoon, folks, with my special guest on the program, Mr. Jason Carruthers. Now, I interviewed Jason at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival a couple of weeks ago. He was performing out there and caught him at his campsite where he was doing a little bit of practice, bit of rehearsal for an afternoon show that he was scheduled to do there. So before we kick off any of the program and any of the music, I'm going to start with a number by Jason Carruthers from his brand new EP. It's called The Land of Extremes, and the song we've selected from that is a number called Truck Driving Man. This is Jason Carruthers, folks.
When I jump in the truck and I blast its great horn, I get a chill up my spine, it's why I was born. The rumble of the engine, the growling of the brakes, that's the music I hear as I head in the state. Oh, boy, we drive roads across this great land. Boy, we be a trucker, I'm a truck driving man. The smell of the diesel, the lights on the hill, the smiles of the locals, there's no greater thrill. From the cyclones of the north to the southern snowy tops, my truck's done it all, my truck never stops. Drive roads across this great land. Born to be a trucker, I'm a truck driving man. She's been stuck in the mud, caught in traffic jams. Had a few near misses, been stuck in red sand. Now I'm getting to the end, the end of the road. I'm getting long in the tooth, this'll be my last load. Oh, born to drive roads across this great land. Born to be a trucker, I'm a truck driving man. Oh, where else would I wanna be than driving country, being free. Yeah. Oh, born to drive roads across this great land. Born to be a trucker, I'm a truck driving man. Oh, born to drive roads across this great land. Born to be a trucker, I'm a truck.
There we go, folks. What a way to start. Australian Country Corner Country program brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au. I'm going to play as well as music by Jason, because he is the special guest on the program with us this afternoon. I'm also going to be playing some of my favourites by other artists, and also artists that appeared at the three festivals that I've just covered, that being the Boney Mountain Folk Festival and Nanango Country Music Muster, and also the Texas Country Festival. So got a lot of music from artists that appeared on that one as well, okay? We're going to be playing one now from a gentleman who was at the Nanango Country Music Muster. Now, that was in its 21st year this year, and this man's been right from the onset, 21 years, never missed a gig apart from that little stint we had with COVID, of course. And this is one of my favourites by him. He goes by the name of Dean Perrott, and the song we're playing for you this afternoon is a number called Six Decks to Darwin.
Six decks to Darwin. next to Darwin, hauling up the Duncan Road. I just rolled out of Newry with a load of top-end gold, heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. On the stations in the top end, they are mustering the steers, while I've export out of Wyndham and the Darwin harbour piers. So we got the road trains rolling and we're heading now to load. In this fabled series, Kenworth, I power up the road. When the soft grey light of morning comes a-creeping through the sky, the trailers are a-rattling as we load the cattle high. 180 head of Brahmin beauties are ready for the ride, and to tell you that I love the job should come as no surprise. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Buntine Road. Just rolled out of Canfield with a load of top-end gold, heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. Let them roll. I glance back in my mirrors where the trailers track behind. I see a dust cloud rising and filling up the sky. I'll stop to check the cattle now and then along the way. Then when we hit the bitumen, the wind'll fill our sails. From the red dust and the ranges to the ocean deep and blue, you'll hear the old girl growling as the gear shift changes through. There's the song of travelling cattle to the rhythm of the road, while the horses neath the bonnet knuckle down and bear the load. Yeah, I got six decks to Darwin hauling up the Barclay Road. Just rolled out of Lake Nash with a load of top-end gold, heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory. Six decks to Darwin hauling up the Duncan Road. Just rolled out of Rosewood with a load of top-end gold, heading for the export ships, those drovers of the sea. Six decks bound for Darwin, big heart of the territory.
What a fabulous song, Dean Parrott, folks. Six decks to Darwin from his Kind Seasons album. I'm going to play you a track now by a good mate of mine. Goes by the name of Jeff Brown. Now, Brownie was one that's been at numerous festivals that I've attended, including the Nanango Country Music Muster. The song I'm going to play by him. Now, this is a cover version of another song that's been done by numerous country artists, including Johnny Williamson. It's a great little number. It's a thing called The Drover's Boy.
Understand why the drover cried as they buried the drover's boy. For the drover it always seemed so hard to the men in his employ. A bowling horse, stirrup lost, and the drover's boy was dead. A shovel of dirt, a mumble word, and it's back to the road ahead. And forget about the drover's boy. Well, they couldn't understand why the drover cut a lock of the dead boy's hair, and he put it in the band of his battered old hat as they watched him standing there. Then he told them, take the cattle on, sit with the boy a while. A silent thought, pipe the smoke and it's ride another mile, and forget about the drover's boy. Well, I couldn't understand why the drover and the boy always camped so far away. For the tall white man and the slim black boy never had much to say. For the boy would be gone at the break of dawn, tail the horses, carry on, while the drover roused the sleeping men. Daylight hit the road again and follow the drover's boy. Follow the drover's boy. Up they talked about the death of the drover's boy. They drank their rum with the stranger who'd come from the Kimberley Run, Fitzroy. He told of the massacre in the west, barest details, guess the rest. Shoot the bucks, grab a gin, cut her head, break her in, call her a boy, the drover's boy. Call her a boy, drover's boy. So when they build that Stockman's Hall of Fame and they talk about the droving game, remember the girl who was bedmate and guide, rode with the drovers side by side, watched the bullets, flayed the hide, faithful wife but never a bride, bred his sons for the cattle runs. But don't weep for the drover's boy, don't mourn for the drover's boy, but don't forget the drover's boy.
Based on a true story, that one, listeners. It was actually written by Ted Egan, okay? And the drover's boy recalls a time when it was illegal for Caucasians and Aborigines to marry. And with the death of an Aborigine, it often went unnoticed by the white community. So the popular moving folk song comes from a true story about a Caucasian drover who was forced to pass off his Aboriginal wife as his drover's boy. Okay, Ted Egan wrote this song as a tribute to the Aboriginal stockman in the hope that one day their enormous contribution to the Australian pastoral industry might be recognised and honoured. Very, very interesting subject, that one. We're going to continue on now. Now, I mentioned John Williamson recorded that song also, The Drover's Boy. I'm going to play one by him, which is a favourite of mine. Now, this is a live version. I'm sure you're going to love it. It's a number called You. And my guitar, Johnny Williamson.
This guitar only sings the way I play it. It's a part of me just like another arm. Started out as a little ukulele when I was just a boy on the farm. My fingers were too lazy for piano, but I could hold a tune pretty good. And I couldn't sing a song with a trombone, so I taught myself to play this piece of wood. But I know you are staying beside me. True lovers, we both feel the pain. And I'd throw this old box on the fire before I'd ever lose you again. Well, you never did like this old guitar, did you, darling? 'Cause the guitar takes your man away from you. One day I'll write a song for you, darling. It'll be the very best that I can do. Will it be a song about a wild wind with a thunderclap and flashes of blue? Or will it be a song about an angel? It'll never be as beautiful as you. But I know you are staying beside me. True love 'cause we both feel the pain. And I'd throw this old box on the fire before I'd ever lose you again. This guitar only sings the way I play it. It's a part of me just like another arm. Started out as a little ukulele when I was just a boy on the farm. But now I am a man with a woman. The words I wanna say won't come through. No matter where this guitar's gonna take us, it'll never be as beautiful as you. Thank you.
Hey, there we go, folks. That is Johnny Williamson. And what a sensational entertainer he is. Absolutely love Willow's music. We're going to play a song now, and this one is by a man responsible for the country music, the music festivals, everything that goes on in this country relating to country music. Without this man, the king of country, he's been gone for a long time now, but without him, his old Purple Fairlane, and a caravan with his name on the side. And, of course, his very talented songwriter, lovely wife and companion, Joy McKean. We wouldn't be doing what we're doing. So this one is a number by Slim. And thank you so much, Slim and Joy, for writing such fabulous Australian country songs as this one. The Lights on the Hill.
Oh, yeah. It's a long straight road and the engine is deep. I can't help thinking of a good night's sleep, and the long, long roads of my life are a-calling me. These rough old hands are a-glued to the wheel, my eyes full of sand from the way they feel, and the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. It's a long, tough haul from away down south. A man's gotta find a little bread for his mouth and a home for a girl as sweet as my honey can be. So it's down through the gears, she's a-starting to pull. The gauge on the tank is a-showing near full, and the lights coming over the hill are a-blinding me. There's rain on the road, and I can feel the load start a-shifting in a dance. To see the posts, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Oh no. The windscreen wipers are a-beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinding me. I can feel the load start a-shifting in a dance. Too late to see the post, and I haven't got a ghost of a chance. Ah, oh, no. The windscreen wipers are a-beating in time. The song they sing is a part of my mind, and I can't believe it's really happening to me. Oh, but I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. I know they'll tell about the night I died in the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinding me. In the rain when the lights on the hill were a-blinding me.
There we go, folks. That is the famous Lights on the Hill. Okay, it was written by Joy, made famous by Slim, and it won the first Golden Guitar in January of 1973. I'm going to play you a song now, and this is written by a friend of mine. It goes by the name of Kerry Kennedy, okay? He's currently in Gatton for the Lights on the Hill Festival out there, okay? And Memorial Convoy Weekend, it is, in fact. It's not really a festival. But you get a lot of country singers out there promoting this because the Gatton Convoy Weekend, which was yesterday and today, is Saturday, Sunday, 5th and 6th of October. If you're out in that area, make sure you check it out because you are going to be, I guess, enthralled by the amount of trucks, first of all, that you see out there. And by the Australian country talent that get right behind it, because truckers do an incredible job for this country. They keep this country alive, in my opinion, transporting pretty much everything that's in your home, okay? And a lot of truckers lose their lives doing this job. And this is a song written by Kerry, all about a man who happened to lose his life doing his job, supporting his family. The number is called Big Rig.
He drives the big rigs. She keeps the home fires burning. Inside the yearning keeps both their love alive. One day children and a yard and swings for playing. Maybe one day keeps both their love alive. And every day seems to get much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. It's over a month now, but he's gotta take this load. It's just on up the road. I'll be back home in a day. He kisses her forehead as the tears roll down her face onto the lace of the dress she bought today. And every day seems to get much longer. Don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories not quite enough. much longer. A photograph don't quite replace his touch. And every time she sees a newborn baby, a photograph and his memories are not quite enough. A photograph and his memories not quite enough.
So true, listeners. Fabulous singer-songwriter, Kerry Kennedy. We're going to continue on with the music, folks. We're going to have also Jason Carruthers interview on the program very, very shortly, so make sure you stick around for that one. I'm going to play you a track now by Norma O'Hara Murphy, and she's the lady responsible for the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, which is where I did the interview and got to see Jason perform out there live. The song we've chosen by Norma is a song called Kakadu Man. Norma.
Our story is in the land.
O'Hara Murphy.
It is written in those sacred places. My children will look after those places. That's the law. Dreaming place, you can't change it. No matter who you are. No matter you rich man, no matter you king, still you can't change anything. Kakadu man, Kakadu man, Kakadu man. I see your face, it's old and very wise, and I see the dream time shining in your eyes. You are one with the trees, you are one with the earth, and you love this land, the land that gave you birth. Can you lead your people to the promised land? Can you teach the old ways? Will they understand? Kakadu man, Kakadu man, Kakadu man. For the dream time is coming, it's not that far away. You want to teach your children those tales of yesterday. So hold on to your grandson, don't let him drift away. Kakadu man, Kakadu man, Kakadu man, Kakadu man, Kakadu man.
Very talented individual, that one, folks. Norma O'Hara Murphy. Did an interview with Norma also at the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, and it is on last week's program, okay? If you go to my website, allaussieradio.com.au, check out the menu bar. There you'll find podcasts, and there is a drop-down arrow for the podcast, and it is on the Roaming Oz program dated last week, okay, which would have been the last of last month, the Sunday of last month. We are now continuing on, and I'm going to play one song, and then straight after this, we've got Jason Carruthers on the program with us. The song we're going to play from his latest one, it's a number called The Dairy Farmer. The Land of Extremes is the name of the album.
I'll sing you all a song about the dairy industry, a way of life fast disappearing into history. The government has played its part, things are changing fast. Soon the family dairy farm will fade into the past. Oh, where have the dairy farms gone? A life filled with work and fun. A great life for the whole family, living on the land and being free. I remember as a boy going to the dairy farm, watching cows come walking up into the milking barn, getting fresh milk from the vat, a drink for everyone, giving bottles to the potty calves was so much fun. I love helping Nan and Pop on their dairy farm. We'd jump up on the hay in that big old barn. We'd watch the cows go feeding back along the river bank, then help pop in the pumpkin patch and water from the tank. Oh, where have the dairy farms gone? A life filled with work and fun. Oh, a great life for the whole family, living on the land and being free. Next time you're on a country drive, you see an old dairy shed, take a moment silence for a way of life. Now dead, now dead. Oh, where have the dairy farms gone? Living on the land and being free. Living on the land and being free.
Hey, g'day, listeners. Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, coming to you live from the Boney Mountain Folk Festival. The station is now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM, 87.6 Backwater Country, and also 4EEE in Emerald. And I am just going to invade the camp of one of the entertainers here at this particular event. Jason Carruthers, folks. G'day, mate.
Hey, Phil.
How you going, my man?
Wouldn't be dead for quids.
You wouldn't be dead for quids?
No.
What about $1 million?
Maybe.
Leave it all to your beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm just going to have a bit of a chat with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I can see you warming up, ready for this afternoon session, or what's happening with you?
Yeah, 3:30 today on, so we're warming up and tuning up.
Good stuff,
yeah.
Good stuff.
Right.
So tell us a little bit about your musicality. When did you first start playing the guitar?
Oh, probably when I was about 18, Phil, really. Just mucked around. It wasn't really country, but just fiddling with the guitar with whatever was on the time, I think. I think Hotel California was one of the first songs I learnt.
Yep.
Eagles, and then moved on from there. Yeah.
Okay. And when did you start writing your own material?
Probably not until I started doing country music, which Mum met a fellow who was a camp drafter and he loved Slim Dusty, so I found Slim Dusty through him.
Okay.
And then I went to walk-ups and started playing Slim cover songs.
Yes.
And then one day I thought, well, maybe I could be a songwriter. And so I fiddled with a couple of songs and added one in the John P. Toomey Songwriting Award at Dubbo and won it, beat the likes of Ashley Cook and Diane Lindsay and a few others, and they're thinking, who's this bloke? Who's this bloke? With the song called Slim Said I Couldn't Yodel. So that was a pretty proud moment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some big names there, you beast.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, how many songs have you got that you've written yourself?
Myself, I only went to Dungog High, so my vocabulary is not the best, but look, I manage a couple of songs. You know, I've got a lot of songwriters, as in bush poets, that are friends of mine who like me to turn their poems into songs, which I do. So you've just got to grab a verse and turn it into a chorus and maybe shorten it. Diane O'Connell from Victoria, and then Bob, the Minmai Mags, are from Minmai. Bush poet, they're poets, and but some of the songs I've done, I've probably done out of all the albums so far maybe 10, like that one that won the award was one of mine. Goats on the Head, Goats Ahead on the Road's a popular one.
Yes. Purple Water Hen.
Purple Water Hen, which is popular, but I hate some songs I hate and others love.
Okay.
So, but not a lot songwriting. So.
So I guess you're wearing a Slim Dusty shirt. Now, Slim's probably your biggest influence?
Cut me teeth on Slim, but not just Slim Dusty, Tex Morton and Buddy Williams as well, and Chad Morgan, all the early Bush Balladeers stuff. But Slim Dusty just done something to country music in this country, and I like to keep it alive.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. So how about we get you to play us a song?
Yeah, not a problem.
What's your favourite? Would it be a Slim song?
I love Slim. I like Johnny Cash too, but I love Slim Dusty. Why do I play Slim Dusty? Because it makes me feel a proud Australian.
And that's
the only reason why I play it, and I think everyone should get on board.
Absolutely fantastic. And we are at a folk festival, Boney Mountain. We're out in the bush.
Right, beautiful.
So what Slim song are you going to do for us?
Oh, we can do Lights on the Hill if you want, or G'day G'day. We'll do Lights on the Hill if you like.
Well, what about if we do G'day G'day? Because this is our first video with you, Jason.
Yes.
And we're saying G'day to the world.
That's right.
You ready, man?
Yeah,
okay. Take it away. Jason Carruthers.
You know the words, I hope. G'day G'day. How you going? What do you know? Bright the light. G'day G'day. How you going? Say g'day, 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 and she'll be right. Isn't it great to be an Aussie and taking a walk along the streets, looking at shops, buying a paper, having a yarn with people that you meet down at the pub, or at a party, whenever you're stuck, for what to say? But if you want to be dinky-dye, why don't you give it a try? Look them right in the eye and say good day. What are we saying?
G'day, g'day, g'day. How you going? What do you know? Strike a light.
G'day, g'day. How you going? Say g'day, g'day, g'day.
G'day, g'day, g'day.
G'day, 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 and she'll be right.
Oi, oi, oi! Fantastic stuff, Jason. I'm going to come a bit closer to you so we can both get into this.
Yeah.
Now, apart from the country music stuff, you also do some party stuff.
Yeah.
And being a good patriotic Aussie, you do a little bit of nursing home stuff for the oldies.
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing all that sort of stuff?
Oh, about 5 years, Phil.
Okay.
Do a lot of shows, as in pub shows. So it's a little bit of country and a lot of the pub stuff they like. I prefer just to travel this country doing my originals and bush balladies stuff, but it's pretty difficult today to do that. So you pick your spots where you can do your originals and bush balladies stuff. But I do a lot of pubs and venues that are like, you know, Neil Diamond and Brown Eye Girl and I'm a Believer and all that stuff. But I still do a couple of Slim songs, though. And I do parties.
Yes.
So I've got a party coming up soon at Coots Crossing.
Right.
Up near Grafton. So yeah. I travel a bit, so I enjoy travelling the country.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess what you'd like to do is hit the road, do all these festivals,
yeah,
and do what you love doing, which is singing, entertaining.
Oh, I'd love to just be able to travel and do me originals, you know, and sell me CDs, you know, and do Slim Dusty and the old stuff. But it's, you know, it's getting harder and harder as each year passes to do that, because, you know, they were a long time ago, Tex Morton, Buddy Williams and Slim. Like, and so you just got to do what people know. You
okay.
Know? Yeah.
So how many CDs do you have?
I've got about 3 CDs all up, and I've got another one in the making now with about bloody 20 songs on it. It just seems to be adding another song each month. So this will probably be the last CD because there's no money to be made.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't keep forking out money to make CDs when you can't get no return.
Understand.
You know, but there's some songs on this CD that need to be put out there. That's why I'm doing it, so.
Okay. So I'm going to get you to play another song,
yeah,
and then we're going to talk about this new CD that you got down there.
Yeah.
How would that be?
That'd be great, Phil. Thank you. Yeah.
So well, what are you going to do for us now, Jason?
Oh, probably Lights on the Hill, another Slim Dusty.
Another
one.
Slim track.
Yeah.
Lights on the Hill. All right, folks. Here we go. Jason Carruthers, he's coming to you from the Boney Mountain Folk Festival, folks.
It's a long straight road and the engine is deep. Can't help thinking of a good night's sleep. Long, long roads of my life are calling me. She's a tough old head, they're glued to the wheels. Eyes full of sand from the way they feel. Lights coming over the hill are blinding me. She's a long top hole from the way down south. Man's got a fine little bread for his mouth. Home for a girl, sweet as my honey can be. Whistle down through the geese, she's starting to pull. The gauge on the tank is showing me full. Lights coming over the hill are blinding me. There's rain on the road and I can feel the load start shifting. A winter dance. Haven't got a ghost of a chance. I know. The windscreen wipers are beating in time. The songs they sing part of my mind. And I can't believe it's really happening to me. Well, I'm over the edge and down the mountainside. Oh, they'll tell about the night I died. Rain when the lights on the hill are blinding me. In the rain when the lights on the hill are blinding me.
Fantastic, Jason. Fantastic, my man. So you obviously love Slim. You're wearing him on your shirt.
Yes.
Biggest influence. Now, let's talk about this later. This is your latest album,
this
correct?
This is the current album, that's right.
This is the current album. It is called Our National Treasure. Jason Carruthers. Now, are these originals or are they a compilation of originals and covers?
All originals, some by me and some by others.
Okay, so what have we got on here?
Number 14 went number one in Australia on one of the charts.
Don't Sell Australia Out.
Yeah, Don't Sell Australia Out.
Fantastic song.
And it just tells everything about things, R.M. Williams, Banjo Paterson, Henry Lawson, which isn't being taught to the kids at school.
Yes.
This is what makes us Australian. We're Australians for a reason, from our past. The kids need to know this, and they're not teaching them, Phil.
No.
So I think that's why that song went straight to number one. People realised it was saying a few things, so yeah.
Well, it's a fabulous song. I've been playing it since
Thanks,
I first discovered
that.
It.
Yeah.
I found out about you by a fella named Highway Dave.
Oh, good old Highway
good
Dave.
Old Highway good old Highway Dave put me onto you, and he said, you've got to play Don't Sell Australia Out, and I did,
and
went down really well.
Yeah,
so went to number one for you.
I'd appreciate guys like yourself, Phil. We need more like you,
mate,
to promote country music.
Well, I'm doing the best I can, and I want to see you around a little more of these festivals.
Yeah, so would I.
Okay. So there you go. Do you want to play something off this before we wind it up? Or?
There's a lot of originals on here. Songs for the Lonely, which is written by Frankie Johns. One Lifetime's Not Enough by Ray Rose. Tommy Took Us to the Land. There's some, there's a little, we'll see if we can do Tommy Took Us to Land. That's one of mine.
Okay.
And that's about Mum met Tommy, who's a cam drafter, and took us to the land, 10,000 acres.
Yep.
At Lambs Valley, and then he listened to Slim Dusty, and that's how I found Slim Dusty through Tommy's a cam drafter and a farrier.
Fantastic.
So we'll just quickly do a bit of that if
we'll
you want.
We'll give it, yeah, I'll hang on to that, and you just do the best. Do your best.
Tommy took us to the land. Just stuck at his helping hand. He took Mum and us three boys to live in this wilderness and its joys. Thank God Mum met this man. Thank God Mum met this man.
Jason Carruthers, folks, I'm not going to ask any more of you because you've got a show to do this afternoon. I don't want to wear you out. I just saw you here at your campfire doing a bit of practice for tonight.
Thanks, Bill, yeah.
And I just had to talk to you, buddy.
Yeah, much appreciated.
So Bill. I want to wish you all the success in the country music industry, folks.
Thanks, Bill, so much.
And we're going to try folks. And get you to some more of these festivals.
Love to, yeah. Love
there
to.
We go. Jason Carruthers, folks, where can they find out about you? You got a website? You've got
website,
Facebook?
Yeah, website, www.jasoncarruthers.com.au. All over Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, wherever I have to be.
Fantastic.
You can find me anywhere.
This is going to be up on All Aussie Radio on YouTube very shortly, folks, and also allaussieradio.com.au. Phil C. from Boney Mountain Folk Festival. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie!
Aussie!
There you go, folks. What do you think of that man? Absolute gem of the earth and... doing his best to try and get out there and preach the country music to everybody. And it's really tough. Like you said, you can't sell CDs anymore because they don't have them in motor cars. And that's his only opportunity to sell them on there. So if he's in your area playing, go and show him some support, okay? And I'm sure he's going to appreciate that. I'm going to play a song now from this album, Our National Treasure. And the song I'm going to play is a number called Land of Green and Gold.
I love this land, Australia, and the places I have been. My heart is full of memories of the things I have seen. Spending the day wandering way out in the bush. The flora and the fauna, there is no need to rush. See the native animals out on the outback track. Take your time, don't hurry back. Beauty of the ocean, the wonder it does not cease. What a woolly or calm, it is such a place of peace. The colors of this great land, from the pastels to the bold, we are blessed to be living in our land of green and gold. Let's all just say thanks for the chance and opportunity in this amazing land we were all born free. Just how lucky are we to be able to know and tell, and that this our country cares for its people well. Yes, I love our Australia, I love its history. There is no other like it, it is home, sweet home to me. All right, let's pick it up. The colors of this great land, from the pastels to the bold, we're blessed to be living in our land of green. And the colors of this great land, from the pastels to the bold, we're blessed to be living in our land of green. And the colors of this great land, from the pastels to the bold, we're blessed to be living in our land of green. And the colors of this great land, from the pastels to the bold, we're blessed to be living in our land of green and gold. Of green and gold.
That's Jason Carruthers from his latest album, and I think it's a very, very good album. You want to get behind him, okay? It's called Our National Treasure. It's got a beautiful photograph on the front cover of Ayers Rock, Uluru, however you'd like to call it, and a very, very good record by that man indeed. I'm going to continue on now with the music. I've got about 10 minutes before I put that horse in the stable. We're going to play you one from Amber Lawrence. It's her latest single.
Don't want to hear no.
Kick the doors down.
Don't want to die wondering. Don't want to be stuck in the mud in a rut, giving up and surrendering. Want to shake some things up, make it happen, give it some back.
Folks, Amber Lawrence, brand new single, Kick the Doors Down, and she was one of the artists that appeared at the Texas Country Music Festival, along with this guy, and boy, wasn't he on fire, Travis Collins, brand new single, Don't Get Me Started.
I want to see what happens where the blacktop turns to gravel. I want to jump in the great unknown and let my dreams unravel. I want to chase the open road till I can dip my toes in the blue. I want to catch them feelings I only catch with you. So don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna wanna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day, if we ain't going all the way. Just for the weekend, I don't wanna be the number that you only call when you're drinking. I don't wanna be a short-lived love that someday you look back on. I wanna be the man that you hang your hopes and your dreams and your hat on. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. It don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day.
ain't going all the way, if we ain't going all the way, yeah. Don't get me started. Yeah, don't get me started. If we ain't going all the way, 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 if we ain't going all the way. Don't get me started on something I'm already all about. Hey, don't say it if you don't want it, 'cause I'm gonna want to jump right on it, baby, at the end of the day.
There we go, folks. Don't get him started, that's for sure. Folks, it's time for me to almost finish the show. Get that horse and put it in the stable. Straight after this one, it's Beer in a Bar, the Wolf Brothers and Kaylee Bell.
Was a welcome sight, a welcome sight. On a cold dark night, we were feeling all right. Was a long weekend, a long weekend. So we put on into a neon dive. Was a bar band playing, a bar band playing. So we wound up staying for a couple cold beers. No, nothing crazy. Then I saw you, baby. It all started with a beer in a bar, a little nitty gritty fishing in the dark. Next thing, had your number and my phone, and we were kissing in the cab on the whole ride home. All started with a stop on in. You had me buzzing after just one day. I don't know where it's going, but I know that I'm loving where we are. It all started with a beer in a bar. It all started with a beer.
It was a week from hell come Friday night, Friday night. I was way past tired when the girl said, hey, we should all go out, all go out. Watch the band in town. So we rode on in, was a back booth waiting, a back booth waiting. So we wound up staying for a couple cold beers. No, nothing crazy. Then I saw you, baby.
It all started with a beer in a bar, a little nitty-gritty fishing in the dark. Next thing, had your number in my phone, and we were kissing in the cab on the whole ride home. All started with a stop on in. You had me buzzing after just one day. I don't know where it's going, but I know that I'm loving where we are. It all started with a beer in a bar.
There we go, folks. What a way to end the show of country music, Australian country music. the only style of country music for me, here on allaussieradio.com.au. Now, if you've missed any of the programs, that's where you'll find them as a podcast within 24 to 48 hours. Now, folks, the horse is in the stable. The headphones are coming off. I'm kicking back on the porch with that beer and that Jack. So until next week, folks, yee-haw! I'm going to see you all somewhere around Corner Country.